So, are narcissists attracted to other narcissists and toxic people? If you're new here, my name is Lee Hammack. I'm a clinically diagnosed narcissist, and welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. So, welcome back. So, yeah. Oh, goodness gracious. So, are narcissists attracted to other narcissists? The answer to this question right here, y'all, is going to be, can narcissists end up together? Yes, they can absolutely end up together. So, as a diagnosed narcissist myself, am I attracted to being friends and in relationships with other narcissists or toxic people? I used to be, you know, just being realistic. I've dated narcissistic women before. I really have. And it is not, you know, 10 out of 10, do not recommend. But that's how it happens sometimes. Like sometimes it's like a weird type of energy that pulls you into this relationship dynamic with a person because maybe y'all are in close proximity to one another because you work together. Maybe y'all are been friends for a long time or whatever. You just met and y'all have mutual friends and now y'all have connected and both of y'all have similar stories and similar traumas and similar neglect and similar backgrounds, and that draws you to a person, or that person's personality matches yours to a T. You can sense it. It's sometimes you can sense it and it pulls you together. And it's extreme. It doesn't start off extremely toxic. It starts off just like the basis of a regular non-narcissistic relationship, I would reckon. But it gets toxic really fast because you have two people in this situation that are trying to, sometimes two people are love bombing each other, right? Two people are love bombing each other. Two people are trying to be together in this space, in this situation. Two people are trying to mirror each other. So like nobody really has an identity here. So if we were just meeting and I'm pretending, I'm acting like you and you mirroring me, it's like, who the hell is being real in this situation? You know, because there are some narcissists out there, especially some of the self-aware ones, that will go for other narcissists. They only are attracted to other narcissists. Like this is the height of their level of attraction. They're just like, I need another narcissist because then I will at least we'll understand each other. Then I won't have to spend a lot of my time explaining myself to the other person about how my emotions don't click and how I just don't really connect. One person won't be enough. They'll understand it and we'll cheat on each other and we'll be super toxic or whatever together. Blah, blah, blah. It's crazy. It's a crazy it makes sense. But it's also at the same time a crazy dynamic because you said you'll be cheating on each other and you'll be going back and forth and neither one of y'all can trust the other person. It's craziness sometimes, you know. But there are some narcissists out there who are just kind of pulled towards each other. And I know that some of y'all can understand this as well because maybe your toxic narcissistic ex ended up with another narcissistic partner. You know, has a narcissistic toxic partner. That's always have been narcissists. But they can't be toxic as hell. Their toxicity pulled them to each other, and now they're both have kind of teamed up to be toxic against you. You know, realistically, this happened in a situation with one of my friends. Her name is Lisa Sunny. Her name is Stronger Than Before. She wrote the Trauma Bond Recovery Journal. It's on Amazon. Help people break the trauma bond. Her narcissistic ex, sociopathic ex, actually left her and ended up with a possibly worse woman. You see what I'm saying? Had a worse partner, so to speak. Allegedly, y'all. It's all alleged. Left her for a worse partner. And the partner is complicit in the harassment of her. They've teamed up and been equally harassing, equally toxic and whatnot. This is just part of the story, and you know, it's just written now. But it happens. They can be equally toxic, equally abusive, equally manipulative, and whatnot. That happens sometimes right there in that space. You know what I mean? One of her ex-partners, one of her ex-partners back in the day left her. And now they both are together and both being toxic together. It happens. It happens to the best of you sometimes, you know, realistically. So that's why I tell people within this space and within this dynamic, that's what happens. Sometimes narcissists end up together. Sometimes it's through the attraction, and sometimes it's just through, you know, they just end up together and then they both end up being toxic as hell to each other. Like, damn, both of us are toxic as hell. It doesn't always start off as just like, oh, we're going to fall in love. We're both narcissists. You know, very rarely does it happen. But some self-aware narcissists or borderlines do end up together. You know what I mean? Sometimes that does happen within these spaces and in these dynamics. So I just tell people to, you know, keep everything moving forward. They're like to power yourself up, to just continue moving forward and to keep strong. Because if you, even if you've been like, let's say Lisa in her situation, she, you know, allegedly getting harassed by two toxic narcissistic people. They just get double teaming her, ganging up on her, making up lies together. You know, it's damn near a force to be reckoned with, because two narcissists together will try to exhaust victims on both sides of the coin, so to speak, but victims on both sides of the dynamic and whatnot, because that happens in real life. So I want to tell people that in these situations, just be very, very careful. Like, be very careful in these situations, because two narcissists together are it's so toxic. Like, I see, like, my relationship with my narcissistic ex was so toxic that it is over a decade ago. I still bring it up in therapy every once in a while, because it just bothers me sometimes. Some of the stuff that happened, some of the stuff that we were doing to each other, it's super bothersome. So narcissistic people could be attracted to another narcissist, because like you had me and my ex, we definitely had very similar stories about fathers not being in our lives and mothers kind of, you know, working all the time, and we kind of raised up. You know, we both have very similar stories, so to speak. So, but right now, it's a whole different dynamic. Like, so, I don't know. Would I go for a narcissist now, a self-aware one that's in therapy? They've been a proven track record of change behavior? Maybe. But just, I just don't recommend, if your narcissistic ex is they're calling you a narcissist. Because I think one of the main reasons that I do get this question right here is because a lot of people might be convinced that they themselves are narcissists, because they might have picked up narcissistic fleas or narcissistic traits from their toxic ex. So you might start acting narcissistic or feeling narcissistic yourself. So you start blaming yourself for a lot of the things that you do and a lot of the things that happen. And you might be thinking that this is a narcissist versus narcissist relationship that you are in, right? But it doesn't mean that you're a narcissist in these situations. Sometimes if you've been with a person for an extended period of time, you might start to behave like them. You might start to act like them, you know? So that happens quite a bit as well. Because I think that's the basis behind me getting this question a lot. It's like, can two narcissists be together, or narcissists attracted to each other? Yeah, you can be together. But like, how does it, you know, it doesn't mean that you are a narcissist because you ended up with a toxic partner. You both might be toxic together. How were you before this relationship started? You know, were you like this in any other relationship? Or was it just, like, be honest with yourself too. Were you like this in any other relationship? Or has this became some traits and behaviors that you picked up to survive in your current relationship? Those are questions you have to ask yourself when you're trying to survive with a toxic narcissistic person, y'all. Anyway, y'all, I gotta hop off here. I have a one-on-one to do over Zoom and whatnot. Sit down for a little bit. I appreciate y'all, all y'all being here. Make sure you subscribe to the channel. Until then, this is out. Peace. Thank you so much for making it to the end of my video. You are a mental healness rock star, and I appreciate you for being here. If you haven't already, make sure to click on the screen to subscribe to the channel and watch another one of my videos in my playlist. There's also a link available up here for you to purchase my kids' book, Remember It's Not Your Fault, on Amazon. So check that out. Thank you. I will see you in the next video. Peace.